Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What makes a community grow and prosper? The leaders of Pella want to know. Let's go in depth with Andrew Green, professor of political science at Central College. Andrew, I understand that Central College has engaged into a unique kind of research relationship with PADCO and the city of Pella. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
A couple of years ago, we had the unique opportunity to collaborate, begin a collaboration with Pella Area Development Corporation and the city of Pella in looking at the expertise that we have amongst the faculty here at the college and the types of research that we could provide city decision makers to help them make decisions for the future of the community. And so in 2014, we began work in this collaboration in a three-phase project that really was oriented towards addressing the question, what does the city of Pella need to do to remain vibrant into the future? And so we've been working on this project since the summer of 2014.
Could you give me an idea of the faculty that have engaged with this research and what disciplines they represent?
The initial team, we had a group of 8 to 10 faculty members that were working on the project, ranging from political science to economics to psychology, communication studies, biology. It was really an interdisciplinary group of folks that worked on the phase one portion of the project, which was a community survey of the citizens, the residents of Pella. Phase two was a smaller group of 5 faculty members. Phase two is the project that we just completed this spring. Was myself in political science, Professor Jessica Scurring and Brian Peterson from economics, along with Professor Andy Campbell from business management and Professor Sean Wick from sociology.
So lots of different expertise. Mm-hmm. And then you gathered some data, I presume, to provide, to analyze, to figure out what the baseline was now and where to go from here?
Right. The phase one project included the development of a comprehensive community survey. And so we surveyed about 200 residents here in the city of Pella and asked them a wide range of questions about community attributes, about community programs and amenities. We asked them questions about housing. We asked them questions about business development, economic development. And so the output of phase one, if you will, was a descriptive report for PADCO, which highlighted the findings of that community survey. And with that data, in collaboration with PADCO, we identified how we wanted to move forward into phase two, which again was the project we worked on this year. And it was decided that the phase two project should focus on what factors help to explain the economic health of a community. And so that was the project that we began work on in the summer of 2015, and we completed in May of 2016.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about what makes communities grow and prosper with Andrew Green, professor of political science at Central College. So sort of the magical potion for success.
Well, I don't know about the magical potion, but at least it allowed us to look at communities across the upper Midwest and begin to generalize about what factors help to explain why some communities are economically healthy while some communities are not. And so we collected data on 360 similarly sized communities to Pella from the states of Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Iowa. And what we were looking for were cities that were comparable in terms of size to the city of Pella, but were not part of a major urban or major metropolitan area. So we wanted to maintain a sense of ruralness, if you will, in communities, because Pella is a city of 10,000 that sits about 40 miles from the eastern edge of Des Moines. And so, for example, a city like Grimes or a city like Urbandale would be similar in terms of population, but the city of Pella is just not comparable to a city like that, or to a small suburb of Chicago, or to a small suburb of Minneapolis. And so the team went through the list of cities that fell within the population range we were interested in, and we eliminated all the cities that were geographically proximate to a major metropolitan area. From there, we began data collection and looked at different factors that help to explain why some cities are economically healthy and why some cities are not. Once we went through the methodological part of the project and the statistical analysis, there were three predictors, study predictors, factors, if you will, that helped to explain at the economic health of a community. And they were the percentage of residents over the age of 25 who have a bachelor's degree or higher, the high school graduation rate for the public school district within the community, and then the percentage of home ownership within the community. All three of those factors were positively related to the economic health of the community, meaning that as those rates increased, on average, the economic health of the community increased as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about what makes communities grow and prosper with Andrew Green, professor of political science at Central College.
Well, so how is Pella doing with those variables?
For two of the three variables, Pella ranks very, very well within the 360 plus communities. So for example, when it comes to the education level of residents, Pella actually ranked 33rd out of the 360 communities when it comes to educated residents. When it comes to high school graduation rate, Pella community in 2013 had a graduation rate of 96.95%, which is actually 16th out of the 360 cities in the data set. The one variable that was a statistically significant predictor of economic health that Pella doesn't score very well on is the rate of home ownership. In 2013, Pella had a rate of home ownership of 64.7%, according to the American Community Survey. Of the 360 communities, the average rate of home ownership was 65.9%. meaning that Pella's rate was actually below the average, within one standard deviation, but below the average. And Pella actually ranks 214th out of the 360 cities in the data set. And so what that led us to argue in the report is that the as we move into the future of the research collaboration, housing policy and housing stock and housing pricing and housing options should be the focus of our future research endeavors.
Because of the low proportion of people that own homes, and Pella brings it way down that list, you're presuming that that's because there aren't enough homes for sale, not enough lots. Is that right?
Well, if you look at the Marion County Housing Study that was developed and released this spring, it identifies the challenges in housing stock, both for houses for sale as well as rental options, and identifies the challenges that the city is going to face over the next 10 to 15 years. What we're going to be focusing on in this next phase is looking at ways that the city of Pella can, through public policy making and potentially public-private partnerships, can address these challenges. And so our role in the research process will be to look at these, at potential housing policy options, assess the effectiveness of those options within different communities, and then make recommendations about which policy options appear to offer the best opportunity for our decision makers here in the community. And so the team that will be developing phase three is currently being developed, and we'll be working on this project throughout the fall and into the spring of this academic year.
Am I right in just sort of thinking that you'll be looking at other communities that have solved similar problems, and that looking at the solutions, that the various solutions that these other communities have come up with?
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of applied work here where we're going to be looking both quantitatively and qualitatively at communities that have been successful in this area. And what we're really going to be looking for is what types of policies and what policy options have these cities chosen to adopt? How are they working with the private sector to help provide housing within their community? And does that impact the overall level of economic development and economic health within the community? So while phase two was a really large-scale aggregate level analysis, we looked at these issues from a global perspective. Phase three will include the unpacking of these issues and really looking at individual policies and their effectiveness. How have cities and municipalities used these tools, and are the tools effective?
Now, I know in other communities that have had similar problems, there's been a certain element that says, well, the city, the government, the county, whatever the structure is, it doesn't belong in this. That let the market do it, let the private businesses do it, and if the private businesses aren't interested, the private entities, the entrepreneurs, if they're not interested, then why do it? The city shouldn't be a part of it. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there's research in both the academic and the applied literature that indicates that municipal government has a role to play in this process. And as a part of the phase three work, we're going to be doing a comprehensive review of the literature on housing policy to help make the case or help support the idea that that the public sector does need to play a role here.
And so the public, you've engaged the public with this. You've engaged the people of Pella through surveys, and I presume that you're going to continue to do that. So throughout this process, they've had their opinions have been valued and incorporated into the research, and I presume you want that to continue?
We certainly have utilized the survey data that we collected in the fall of 2014 to inform the last phase. It will help to inform what we're going to be doing in phase three. And we certainly would welcome any information, any opinions about different housing policy issues, and those could be directed to me. Phase three, we aren't really envisioning another community survey. We're really going to be focusing on what other communities have been doing, how have those policies, have they been, what are those policies they've been pursuing, and how effective have those policies been.
And so is this a thing that communities really engage in frequently, or is PADCO being really out there, innovative, future thinking?
I think that this is an innovative relationship where we have a group of academics who do academic research here at the college who are working together with our community leaders and community decision makers to help inform them about the policy options that are out there and the effectiveness so that they have the most information possible when making those key decisions for our community. Obviously, here at Central, as an institution, as well as individuals who come to work every day in this community and live in this community, we have a vested interest in making sure that Pella remains a vibrant place for our students here at the college, as well as for our families. And so I do believe that this is an innovative partnership that we've developed, and as a scholar, I've really appreciated the opportunity to be able to use the tools that I've that I've developed as an academic to help in an applied manner.
Thanks to Andrew Green for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.